NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast, Monday evening, August 3rd, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
UGI system upgrades now underway in Ashland. UGI Utilities has initiated a system upgrade project in Ashland to replace natural gas mains, ensuring safe and reliable service. The project, set to conclude by mid-August, offers residents and businesses the chance to switch to natural gas. Streets affected by the upgrade include list of streets. For more details, visit the UGI Utilities website.
Nordex Group obtains 77 megahertz order in Romania. In a recent development, the Nordex Group secures a 77 megahertz order in Romania from AUX2. The Urliesca Wind Farm project includes the supply and installation of 11 N175/6X turbines and a 35-year service agreement. AUX2 has also sold the project to Scatec ASA, with construction set to begin in Q3 2026 and completion expected in the second half of 2028. This collaboration aims to deliver efficient renewable energy to the Romanian market.
Kaufman and Company breaks ground on two hyperscale server dome data centers in Utah and Texas. Kaufman and Company has started construction on two hyperscale data centers in Utah and Texas, featuring a geodesic dome design. These innovative centers aim to address concerns about AI infrastructure development by cutting water use by 90% and drawing most of their power from behind-the-meter sources. The company's unique dome structure is specifically engineered for AI workloads, offering a more sustainable and efficient solution for large-scale data centers.
Coal imports into Asia continue their rebound. Thermal coal imports into Asia have surged for the third consecutive month, driven by summer demand from Japan, South Korea, and other major players. Despite the region's focus on renewables, Asia currently consumes nearly 90% of global seaborne thermal coal. Companies like Frontieris North America Inc. are heavily involved in this market trend.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.